The pride of Italian, how we are. পরীক্ষিত অর্থ জন্মপদ্ম বিলাপন সংস্যা স পাণ্ডুপুত্রাণ বক্সি কৃষ্ণ কথুগ শ্রীমদ্ভাগবত is another Purana history we have already explained. So sometimes a class of devotees known as Sahajya, they say that what we have got to do with the narration of Kurukshetra maps. They immediately jump to the Krishna Lila directly to the gopis. And Krishna's activities in other fields, they think it is useless. But that is not the fact. Anywhere Krishna is acting, that is transcendental. The battlefield of Kurukshetra, historical references, description. So superficially it appears that what a devotee has got to do with this battlefield. But battlefields are no battlefields. Wherever there is Krishna, that is transcendent. This has to be understood. Otherwise, Sukadeva Goswami, why he should indulge in describing how Uttara's pregnancy was saved by Krishna, how the Brahmastra was thrown by Ashwatthama. So, Sukadeva Goswami is liberated person. Why he should indulge in this material thing? Now, those who are advanced, they know that Krishna's dancing with the gopis, that lila, and Krishna's playing as a leader of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he is saying, it is all transcendental. One should not make any distinction between the two. Samasthāta pāṇḍuputrāṇā bhakṣe kṛṣṇo kathūdayam. Pāṇḍuputrāṇā, the Pāṇḍuputras, the Pāṇḍavas, son of Pāṇḍu, they are all devotees. Even their political affairs, because there is connection with Krishna, it is Krishna Katha. Those who are with forefront knowledge, directly taking shelter of Krishna, or to take shelter of a pure devotee, who is under the shelter of Krishna. So, if one takes shelter of a pure devotee, just like electricity, the powerhouse is far away, but the power is coming. Suppose your body is electrified, and if I touch, then my body immediately becomes electrified. And if somebody touches me, then other's body, this is electric. Similarly, one who is pure devotee, he is authorized by Krishna, he is electrified. So if one takes shelter of a pure devotee, then he becomes purified. Jad upasaya sraya suddhanti. That is the statement given by Sukadeva Goswami. How the Chandala can become purified? The example I have already stated, but then at the end, Sukadeva Goswami says, Prabhu Vishnave Namo. This is the supreme transcendental power of Vishnu. He can do. Sometimes they say that unless the body is changed, how a chandala can become purified? Yes, body is changing. Because we do not know how the body is changing. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti. Dehi rasmin tatha dehi kumara jovanam jara. Tatha. Like that. Tatha means like that. Dehantara prapti. These are dehantara. Dehi rasmin tatha dehi kumara. Kumara jovanam jara. This is dehantara. Every moment we are changing our body. This is dehantara. Krishna says, you get a authority. This is the, how you can say that there is no dehantara? Yes, dehantara. Suppose in my childhood, I am born in a chandala family. But he by initiation, by taking shelter of a pure devotee, I become initiated. So the answer is there, going on. So if I take initiation seriously, so in the next Dehanta, suppose yesterday I was a chanda. Now, by this time, there is Dehanta. And if I am purified by initiation, so this argument, Dehanta, is already there. Scientifically, in modern understanding, and on the authority of Krishna's statement, Dehanta is going on. Not that somebody was European, or we take European as Vetsas Javanas. Yes, you are yesterday Vetsan Javanas. But he has changed his body, and in after changing, if he is initiated in Dehantara Suddhanti, he is purified. Suddhanti. So how this is possible if we cannot understand? Because Lord Vishnu's energy is inconceivable. Atinta. Srila Jiva Goswami has discussed. Unless you accept Atinta Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot understand. You have to accept. It is achinta, inconceivable by us, but it is not inconceivable by the advanced devotees or anything being executed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not inconceivable by him. Sabhavika Janabala Kriyata. He is so perfect in knowledge that what we are thinking inconceivable, that is very, very easily done with full knowledge by the Supreme Personality. So what is inconceivable by God, it is not inconceivable by him. Therefore, you have to learn it from Sadvidhi Panipatena Paripasnena Sevaya Upadakshanti Jagyanam Jnanina Tattadarjana. We cannot understand directly, it is not possible. So we have to approach Tattadarjana. Just like Sugdev Goswami, Tattadarjana. He says, Suddhanti, yes, he is purified. Although he is born of Hirata Hunam the Purindu, Jandala. Jandala is Jesus Christ, Harivakti Parayana. So, it is inconceivable by us how a Jandala can be Jesus Christ, more than a Brahman. It is inconceivable by me. That when you take a statement of the authorities, like Sukadev Goswami, and about that Krishna, because the conclusion of Krishna and the conclusion of pure devotee, like Sukadev Goswami, they are the same. Just see here, Krishna says, Mani Pasava Pasisya Jeti Tu Papa Jona, Devi Janti Parangas. Unless one is purified, how he can go to Parangati? And Sukadev Goswami also says the same thing. Kirata Hunanda, Pabajoni, they are Pabajoni. Siddhanti, Prabha Vishnadevi Nama. Simply, we have to go to the cross. Otherwise, everything is possible. That is, the omnipotency of Krishna. We use this word, omnipotency, but we do not know actually what is that omnipotency. Omnipotency means he has got diverse energies. That is omnipotence. And we do not know by which energy he is acting. In a particular case, but this is a fact that his energy is working. And he says also in the Bhagavad Gita, that maya dhaksena prakriti surate sa characharam. Maya dhaksena, under my supervision, prakriti is acting. The how prakriti is directed, how Krishna is directing prakriti, to make a nice flower. It's like here, they're painting flower on the wall. It takes so much time, so much arrangement. Still, it is not as good as a natural flower. Yes, you have painted one rose flower, and here are roses. There is art also, and here is art also. Without art, without artistic sense, how these nice things, beautiful things can come in? We find a beautiful flower blown in a plant, we appreciate it. And don't think, as the Rasker says, by nature it has come automatically. No. The same energy as you are taking, you are applying your energy to paint a flower on this wall with your paints and brushes. But Krishna is also doing that. But his energy is so inconceivable that we cannot see how he is working. But he is working. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Maya dhasena prakriti. Prakriti is working under my direction. Is it a bluff? No. Actually, Prakriti is acting under his direction. It is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Tishti-sthiti-palaya-sadhana-sakti-rika chari-vajastra-bhavanani-divhati-dudda ichchanurupam-api-dasthata-sishtati sa sa prakriti ichchanurupam-api-dasthata. That prakriti-dudda is acting under the direction of Govinda. Ichchanurupam-api-dasthata-sishtati-sa Govinda Mahadipuritam Tavam. The direction is there. Direction is there, actually. But because we cannot conceive the how in this plan the direction of the Supreme Lord is there, so that a nice flower is coming, is so beautiful feature. But direction is there, we should know. In ordinary we say sometimes that not a blade of grass moves without the direction of the Supreme Personality of God. So, everything is going on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of God. Don't think that it is taking automatic. There's no such thing as automatic. But the direction is so quick, so sufficient, and so perfect. Parasa Shakti, Divulai Vasriyate, Savaviti Jnana Balakya. Automatically, changes. There are so many machines. There is machine work. But it is so minute that simply by pushing one button, so many things immediately come. This is a material machine manufactured by a human being. And how much perfect the machine of Krishna will be, just imagine. So this material nature is nothing but machine. It is not God. Those who are with poor fund of knowledge, they are taking directly this material nature as working. No. Material nature has no power to act. It is dull. Here is the same example, the computer. It is a very nice machine, but it cannot work automatically unless an expert pushes the button. So, material nature cannot do anything. It is Krishna's gift. When everywhere there is Krishna's direction, one who has got the eyes to see, for him, Krishna Kathubodayam. Whatever he sees, he remembers Krishna. Avar jangam jake nadaketar mutti, sadbhatta spurayetar ishtadeva mutti. One has to become advanced devotee to understand how Krishna's direction is going on. They can understand. Don't think that things are taking place automatically. Therefore, even in divorce condition, a devotee does not see that this thing is happening without direction of Krishna. Even if he is in an advanced condition, he does not feel any pain because he knows that this adverse condition is also under the direction of Krishna. So, I am fully surrendered to Krishna. Why I shall take this adverse condition as not mercy of Krishna? It is also mercy of Krishna. Tattena tampa susamitshamana hunyana vivatma kitan vipakam. A devotee is not disturbed by adverse conditions. He takes the disease a gift of Krishna. Tatta, tatta, tatti, anukampa. It is Krishna's mercy. Although I am put into difficulty, it is Krishna's mercy. So, anyone who takes in that Mukti Padesa Dayata. He's going back to home, back to Godhead, his direct. Because he takes everything as Krishna's mercy. That's why Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was so much chastised by his father to know how he was put into difficulty in so many years. But he was taking, this is Krishna's mercy. He did not take otherwise. In this way, wherever, everywhere there is Krishna's hand. So what to speak of this battlefield or any other thing. So we should not take otherwise. Yes, this is the best part and this is the lowest part. No. Wherever there is Krishna, direct. Krishna is everywhere, but we cannot see. But at least in Mahabharata, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Krishna's dealing with the Pandavas, the Krishna's hand is there. If that is Krishna's leela, it is not like that. One who is advanced, one who is actually in knowledge, they will take Krishna Kathoda. Wherever Krishna's Katha is there, it is as good as any other. That is good.